We did a couple of evaluations. We called in the gastrointestinal surgeon to help. Colonoscopy was done to try to look in, but it was quite a phenomenal challenge to help with the obstruction. Soon later, he began to accumulate a lot of fluid in the abdomen and in the lungs. It was at that time that it was agreed in consultation with our senior colleague, Professor Godfrey Nserekolule, who is quite a renowned gastroenterologist in our East African region. Could he weigh in? I spoke to him and he said, could you have Honorable come over to Nairobi? To be honest, His Excellency, it was again not an easy one to convince Honorable General Eli to go to Nairobi. He was very patriotic. He challenged us a number of times. We must have the capability to do and to handle and treat me in Uganda. Going out was not his option. We were very much challenged, but later on, he agreed to go out. When he arrived in Nairobi, as Enos Tumusime has mentioned, Professor Godfrey Lule successfully was able to help with the obstruction. Soon after that, there was a spiral of events. He developed what we call sepsis, which is really an overwhelming infection with a drop in his blood pressures, difficulty in breathing, and eventually developed kidney failure. On the 25th of August, around 6:45, he got a cardiac arrest, and he could not be revived. His Excellency, we lost the battle then.